أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It was a great blessing, and it is a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowing upon us in order to sit down and discuss His beautiful gleaming words, the words of revelation, the Holy Quran. We have finished from the end of the Holy Quran, as we began the last time, we have finished the last three of the last surahs of the Holy Quran, and they are Surah An-Nas, Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Surah Al-Ikhlas. Inshallah, today, with His assistance, with Allah's help, we will begin Surah Tabbat. Surah Tabbat is five ayahs. It is one of the greatest ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said, whoever reads this chapter, whoever reads this surah, he said, I pray to Allah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make him and Abu Lahab be together in one place. In other words, in Jahannam, in a very bad place. So he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi will have a prayer in order to separate between whoever reads it and the Abu Lahab, in whom he is his uncle. The surah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب, ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب, وامرأته حمالة الحطب, في جيدها حبل من مسد. Let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Now, as you know, Abu Lahab, is the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not call him by his real name. His real name is Abd Manaf. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, Allah is our creator, our maker, our sustenance giver. We are all his creatures. He is also given us a bit of information by not calling him his real name, which is Abd Manaf, the worshipper of Manaf. Manaf was one of the statues that was in Mecca al-Mukarrama. And of course, as you know, they had about 360 different statues that people were worshipping. Among them was Lat, Uzza, Manaf, Nisra, and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given a promise that he will be in the hellfire. Amazing. This is truly one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, because as today we think, if the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a miracle, that is, Abu Lahab, he could think, well, now there is a verse in me, about me, so therefore let me go and become a Muslim. Let me turn into being a good person. And astaghfirullah rabbi wa tubli, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't know. And he brought this verse saying that he will go to the hellfire. But subhanallah, 10 years and this verse was there and he did it. And at the end, he died a very painful, bad, humiliating death. Inshallah, we will discuss that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Tabbat yada abi lahabin watab. Loser is or are the hands of Abi Lahab. And we said, Abi Lahab is the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, his brother's brother, his father's brother, and that's an uncle. You know how hard it is for an uncle to be against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi? This was really a great torture. Now, if any Tom, Dick, and Harry, any person was against Rasulullah, it was easy. But when his own uncle was going against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, his own uncle going and beating the companions, the beautiful companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, it is a great torture to Rasulullah. People saying, look, his own uncle against him. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he is the messenger of the great Allah with a beautiful revelation, a duty, a mission that he had to come and give to the people, which was the beautiful faith and the system of Islam that will help a human being in this dunya, in every aspect of it, and in the hereafter, which is al-akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began by saying, loser. He is a loser. The hands of Abi Lahab. A great loser. Watab. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin watab. In Arabic, we have a word that is called maf'ul mutlaq. Maf'ul mutlaq is for something that has been done greatly. When something, for instance, jalasa julusan, tabba wa tab. So if somebody does something a lot, or if something is supposed to be done a lot, it's called maf'ul mutlaq. As jalasa julusan, daraba darban. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, tabbat wa tab. Ma. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. So whatever, subhanallah, whatever he had earned, whatever he had gained, it is not going to benefit him, no matter what he does, no matter what that person is gaining, is going. Kasab means gain, means going and doing the profit. But subhanallah, what is truly, brothers and sisters, what is the benefit of a person having whatever millions of dollars if it will lead him into the hellfire? All of you, for instance, probably know that Abu Lahab, the uncle of Rasulullah, used to be one of the first to hit Rasulullah with a stone. He was used to be one of the first in order to curse Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by his words, saying, you know, such and such, and so forth. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبْ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَا لُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. Ya subhanallah. What happened to him? What kind of a death? He died. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَأْتَ لَهَبْ. His death in this dunya is small compared to the hellfire that he is going to be burned in judgment day. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَأْتَ لَهَبْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned into someone else, and that was his wife. وَامْرَأَتُهُ, and his wife. Her name is Jamil. I guess she used to be called Jamil. Now, who is Jamil? Jamil is the sister of Abu Sufyan. Now, who is Abu Sufyan? He is the father of Muawiyah. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. She is the sister of Abu Sufyan, the father of Muawiyah. Therefore, she was the aunt to Muawiyah. Now, you know, look at that family. Look at the family. Abu Sufyan, what did he do to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi from the beginning to the end? This is his sister, his wife, Hind. What did she do to Hamza salamullahi alayhi? What did Muawiyah, his son, do to Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi and Imam al-Hasan salamullahi alayhi? What did his Abu Sufyan's grandson or the son of Muawiyah do to Sayyid al-Shuhada al-Imam al-Husayn? Now brothers, these are the family that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had praised, and he praised in the Holy Quran, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمَ الرِّجْسِ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا سَلَامُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And yet, look what this family had done to this pure family, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So, وَامْرَأَتُهُ, the wife of Abu Lahab, is Jamil, the sister of Abu Sufyan. وَمْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ, she is the one that carries the wood. حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ. Now, here the persons, the people who had made the exegesis, the tafsir of the Holy Quran, al-Mufassirin, they said, she either will be carrying the wood in judgment day to the hellfire, so she will be burned, or she was carrying the hatab, the woods and the thorns, in order to hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Because what she was doing also, she always was sitting down and plotting to hurt Rasulullah. And not only that, but also she was urging her husband, that Abu Lahab, the uncle of Rasulullah, to go and hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayasla naran dhat lahab, he will be burnt in the hellfire also. Wa, also, and his wife, hammalat al-hatab, the carrier of the woods, the one that she used to put a rope on her neck, and the ones that she had already embroidered strong from the woods. Now, it could also mean that Judgment Day she will also have a chain or a rope around her neck to be pulled to the hellfire. Subhanallah. Of course, this is promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to these people. What happened to Abu Lahab? What happened to him? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised him such a promise. As you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was greatly hurt by these two and a bunch of others as well. But this was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Yeah, subhanallah. In Allah's kingdom, there is justice. There is your effort that counts. It is no one else's. Whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. It doesn't matter if you are the family of Rasulullah, such as Abu Lahab. Subhanallah, if you could, Hamza is one of them. Amir al-Mu'mineen is another one. This is the family of Rasulullah. They used that kinship and they proved themselves. It hit the problems, the tests hit them harder, but they were up to the tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today nobody can say, well, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi gained his position because he was a relative to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. No. Look at the places that he proved himself. In any location, in any place, in any situation, in the battles, he was the first ones to go in the front. He was the first ones to throw his life in the hands to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hands of enemies, to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the city, in the Medina, he was the most worshipper, the most ascetic, the fastest in order to give and be generous for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same thing the rest did. Hamza, look what Hamza did. Look, and the rest of the family, alayhim afdalus salatu wassalam. But he is the uncle of Rasulullah. And although being an uncle of Rasulullah, Salman al-Farisi, Khabbab ibn al-Arat, Ammar al-Yasir, ibn al-Yasir, Abu Dhir al-Ghifari, ya subhanallah. If you look at the lives of these, they were servants, Abid, or Banu Utaqa, for instance. But yet still, where they are now, and where is Abu Lahab? Ya subhanallah. So being a relative of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not mean a thing. We still have to work. In other words, you know, a lot of people, they think, well, just because we love Rasulullah, we are among the Shias of Amir al-Mu'minin, we go to directly to heaven. And please don't take me wrong. Yes, Amir al-Mu'minin salamullahi alayhi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, al-Imam al-Hasan, Fatimah al-Zahra, al-Imam al-Husayn. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a power called the power of shafa'a, the interceding. But it does not conflict with God's justice. In other words, we have to be pious. As in a hadith, somebody asked one of the imams, one of our imams, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And he said, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, is it enough to be the follower, to be the Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi? And the imam said, Wallah, he is swearing by the great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this kind of a swear, saying Wallah, is extremely important. He said, Wallah, ma shi'atuna. He is not our Shia unless if he is al-muttaqi, taqwa, the one with taqwa, and the one that follows Allah's rules and regulations. This is the Shia. We have to be among the best, inshallah ta'ala, in taqwa. The one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, inna akramakum inda Allah atqakum. The taqwa is the measure to the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the relationship. This is one of the examples. He is the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So, what was his destiny? What was his end? Subhanallah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, nothing will benefit him. Nothing will help him. Neither his money, nor his richness, nor his wealth. Subhanallah, all of that was aside. At the end, he became sick. Abu Lahab became sick. A sickness that is called al-Adas, or marad al-Adasa. You know, in his body, there used to come a little whatever's on his skin, and it used to be very stinky, very smelly. And it used to be a very contagious. So therefore, people became not only affected by the smell, the scent that was coming out of his body, but also they were afraid that they may be sick by this disease. So, ya subhanAllah, even his own children, it said at the end, they were going and throwing the food at him so he could eat. So they will not be close to him. Ya subhanAllah, such a life, such a humiliating life. But do you know how much he humiliated Rasulullah Do you know how much he hit Rasulullah? He threw stones at Rasulullah. Well, he, salamullahi alayhi ya Rasulullah, where he blood. He shed blood because of these stones. Because of Abu Lahab. And who? Abu Lahab, his own uncle. So even when he died after Badr, ya subhanallah, even his own family did not dare in order to go and to bury him. Subhanallah. They did not even go to bury him. What did they do? He was left for 3 days. He was left for 3 days. And after 3 days, they went ahead and they hired a whole bunch of slaves. Because they didn't know what to do. His smell, his stink was becoming more and more and more, until they went ahead and they hired few slaves in order for them to go and somehow dig something and put him, dump him in and leave. Subhanallah, such a death, such a life, such a death. Salman al-Farisi, a slave, reached such a position, and he was far away. He became among the members, Salman and Minna Ahl al-Bayt, and Abu Lahab, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, right now he is as far as he can be from such a pure family. And Salman al-Farisi, the far away in relationship, he is such a close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the close ones to Rasulullah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us understand and to give us success to the of understanding the Holy Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be closer and closer to Him. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.